When Jesus asks his disciples what they are arguing about, he already knows. That is his way of bringing about their conviction. They're silent and speechless because it's embarrassing. And so with a penetrating question, they realize their foolishness. The disciples were arguing about who among them is the greatest. Even their silence is self-serving. Who wants to be called out for their pride? None of us wants to be outed as a self-promoting narcissist. So they don't say anything at all. Jesus' question, "What were you arguing about on the way?" is actually a bit of Jesus' sense of humor and teaches us something very important, that pride is competition. It's when we want to be first. It's when we want to be greatest. And if we go down that path of self-promotion, our lives will become a turf war. It'll become all about proving to others how indispensable we think we are. Jesus' words also tell us that we'll be a servant to something or someone no matter what. We're either a servant to our pride and our own appetite for greatness, or we're a servant to God and to others. Jesus shows us that serving ourselves is actually not good for us. Think about that for a moment. That thinking about yourself is not a positive thing for even ourselves. We're not serving or loving ourselves in a healthy way. James says in our scripture that for where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will be disorder and wickedness and evil of every kind. In other words, our pride and our self-service only leads to greater chaos, confusion, evil, and harming others. Jesus has a gentle way of confronting our pride, and he doesn't just tell us to stop the nonsense. What's beautiful about what Jesus does is he gives us a higher call. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. And so the first step of being great in the kingdom of God is to get our eyes off ourselves, to forget about ourselves. Up until that point, each of the disciples was focused on himself. And with a word, Jesus tells them to stop serving themselves and serving all, everyone. Jesus is actually opening the prison doors, the prison of our self-centeredness, and opens the door to a vast world filled with an array of people out there just waiting for a place to be accepted, loved, and served. All this to say that the wrong kind of self-esteem can actually blind us and paralyze us from doing what God has called us to do. It keeps us from answering God's call to put ourselves last and to become a servant of everyone. Jesus then turns the world upside down when he takes that little child up into his arms and says, "This is what greatness looks like. A child being accepted just as she is, or just as he is." And the greatness is not really in the child. It's in God's love and value for that child. It's a radical acceptance and a radical welcoming that comes from the very heart of Jesus. Jesus says that we are become servants of all, and this means to serve everyone, every human being that God brings across our path, just as he brought this little child across their path. Jesus is telling us one of the greatest ways we can serve one another is to be welcoming, to be hospitable to our neighbors. It's why it's so important here at First St. Paul's to welcome those who are next to us. And moments from now to put out a hand and say, the peace of the Lord be with you. All is okay between us because everything has been reconciled in Jesus Christ. This is what it means to be welcoming in Jesus' name. This profound description that Jesus gives. We do something in Jesus' name when we do something out of his love, by his command and his authority. Our acceptance of others and service to others is not for you and me. It's not even for them, ultimately, but for the kingdom of God. And ultimately, for the King, Jesus. And we love him, and we love others because he first loved us. We know that we're not worthy of such love, but he forgives and accepts. He picks us up. He draws us in and shelters us in the strength of his loving arms. That is what it looks like, Jesus says. And what greater calling can there be than to serve others as Christ has served us? We get to participate in kingdom ministry. We're ambassadors of the eternal kingdom. And in Jesus' name, we go out and we reach out to others. In the name of Jesus, we lift them up and build them up. In the name of Jesus, we value them and say, you matter because you matter to God. Jesus' profound words remind us that this is how we love God and love him back, by our welcoming to one another. Come as you are. God loves you. Whoever welcomes me, or whoever welcomes one such child in my name, Jesus says, welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. The writer of Hebrews reminds us that when we welcome strangers and show hospitality to them, we might even be entertaining angels unawares. The disciples brought Jesus unaware into their home on the road to Emmaus. In this case, the angel is the angel of the Lord, Jesus himself. And he says that when you love others, you're really loving me. And ultimately, God the Creator and our Heavenly Father. Don't you think this world needs to be a kinder place? Jesus looks around at our world and the bickering of his disciples, the competition, the self-serving, and he gives them a new vision of a world where we serve and treat one another with dignity, selflessness, and love. This is not just an empty call to be nicer. It's a transformation of our worldview itself and our mission to be God's people in the world. It's a change of heart and a change of mind. That's what the scriptures call that dirty word we don't like, repentance. What freedom and joy there is to know how God looks at us and looks around us. He looks at us and he says, you're my precious children. He wants us to serve one another whether we are family or stranger, whether we're old or young, whether we're big or small. Jesus takes up that little child up into his arms and says, this is what it looks like. And we're so bound up in Jesus and bound in his arms of acceptance that to love one another is to love him. Welcome to God's world, a world that he created, where we're deeply loved, where we are cherished, forgiven, assured of eternal life in the kingdom that has no end. This is the world where Jesus puts himself last by surrendering his life on the cross. This is the world where he rises from the dead in service and for the life of the world. In the name of Jesus, amen.